Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen, we stuff this podcast with ads like Jonathan Sullivan used to stuff his face with hot dogs during the pregame for Saints games. If you don't like the ads, sign up and become a patron today. Patrons get access to this podcast ad-free. No ads ever. And they get the Booze Bundle welcome box, 4 swag items, amazing, and a Saints player card, and you get access to the Discord channel. Why wouldn't you do it? It's 10 bucks. You're practically making money. So do it today. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up to become a patron. That's saintshappyhour.com.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
All right, everybody, welcome into a Tuesday edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. The Saints are off today, so it's an abbreviated show today. One, because the Saints are off, and two, I got to do hurricane prep because Hurricane Laura keeps going west and west and west, so I got to get canned goods. I didn't do it over the weekend because I had vertigo, so this is what you get. Andrew, it's an off day for the Saints. We got some mailbag questions, but the bit of news that I saw today that is Saints-related, Buda Baker for Arizona got 4 years, $60 million. He's a safety. This, to me, means Marcus Williams. I mean, there's no way the Saints can pay him that with everybody they got to pay, right?
Man, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to make decisions. I just think it's so hard. They're going to have to let a lot of guys walk, I think. If the salary cap is as bad and as dire as I think it's going to be, they're really going to have to make some tough decisions. And to me, Marcus Williams is just low on the priority list. Now, you know, the other side of this coin is that they have to get these guys to sign, too. And if they're telling Lattimore, hey, this is the deal we're prepared to pay you, or Ramczyk, this is the deal we're prepared to pay you, and either of those players says, nope, I want to be the highest paid corner or the highest paid tackle of all time, they may reach a point of impasse where Mickey Loomis says, well, I'm not paying you that much. And, yeah, you know, I mean, we've seen this before where players are, I don't want to call them selfish, you know, but they're just like, the Saints are offering me less than market value. I believe I can get more in free agency, and I want to go test that because I'm prepared to leave. I don't have to stay with the Saints.
Well, and here's the thing for the Saints is they are 37-11 the last 3 years, right? So yep. Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton, especially Mickey Loomis, he's in the circle of trust. He's got a job with the Saints for life, okay? So he is not constrained by, we got to win in 2021. We can't trade Lattimore. We can't trade Ramczyk. We've got to win now.
That's a good point. It's a good point. I think ownership is probably as lenient as any in pro sports, pretty much. I mean, Gale probably thinks, yeah, you guys need to nuke the whole thing and rebuild. No problem. Do what you got to do. You know, I'm not expecting you to win as much this for the next couple years because we're in a little bit of a rebuild with Drew retiring and the cap situation and COVID and all that. So, you know, hopefully it won't be as difficult of a period as kind of the 7-9 abyss when it was Bountygate that really started that period.
Yeah, I mean, 7-9, I mean, it was frustrating, but it wasn't like 7-9. I called it the circle of sadness. Oh, the loop of sadness. It was bad, but it wasn't terrible. Like, I consider, like, the abyss would be, like, the Ditka era, where you get into these – you go into the year and you're like, we're not a playoff team. We're not – like, everything has to go right, and we might go 8-8. And then, like, and you have a list of, like, 10 things, and you're like, that's not happening.
I mean, the flip side of that is you get more hope with higher picks, though. So you do get – at least a nice draft pick, and that gets you really excited about maybe the player you get. Whereas that was the thing about 7 and 9. You just look at a draft pick like Kenny Vaccaro.
Well, it depends.
You know,
too,
you're like,
seven...
man, is this guy even changing the fortunes of our team?
Well, the thing with 7 and 9 that was different with the Saints is that they have Drew Brees, and we knew that if they could fix the goddamn defense, they had won a Super Bowl, and they had won double-digit games with Drew Brees. Now, 7 and 9 would be, I think, going 7 and 9 three straight years would be a lot different if your quarterback was a garbage truck and you knew he was holding you back and you were still going 7 and 9. And then I think it would be a lot different and more. I think the hopelessness would be more. So the Saints, they're going to practice in the dome. They're going to have a scrimmage later this week. That's going to be interesting. We're going to try to cover it for you. Listen. If the hurricane rolls through here and I don't have power, it could get pretty dicey. But we're going to try to get you a show every day. I'm going to do my damnedest to do it. I asked people in the Discord channel, by the way, if you're not a patron, sign up. Get your booze bundle from
my wife.
And get in. You get access to the Discord channel. We asked people in the Discord channel to give us some questions. So... Balky asks, is your bourbon supply stocked up to make it through the hurricane? Am I a savage? Come on. Of course my liquor cabinet is ready for the hurricane. I'm from New Orleans, man. Liquor is the number one item. You got to have to survive the hurricane, right, Andrew? As sports keep coming back, so does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, betonline.ag. Major League Baseball and the NBA are in full swing, and there are no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to be on. Also, tune in as Floyd Money Mayweather joins the BetOnline team in a new segment called The Ice is Right, where he talks about his expansive jewelry collection. He'll give you the chance to win some great prizes and bet on the cost of his bling. Visit betonline.ag today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the welcome back to sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Yeah, facts only. I mean, I'm more of a beer and wine kind of guy. I stay away from the liquor a little bit. But man, those hurricane parties, they were always fun. I mean, when I was in high school at St. Paul's, like I was in Covington, and Covington just never really got the weather, you know, because if New Orleans or Grand Isle was getting pummeled, like Covington, just like. You'd have a couple trees down, you know, it was a little wind, and we never really felt the hurricane there. So I remember in high school when school would get shut down, it was amazing because we knew that like hurricanes were coming through, but we knew we weren't really going to get any bad weather. So it was like, it was just like a vacation day. It was always appreciated and amazing. But that's not to downplay the severity of everything going on, but yeah, you got to be prepared to party.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Louisiana, no. The reason why I like bourbon for a hurricane is if power goes out, I can drink the bourbon neat, and I don't need ice, and it's good to go. So here's a question from RJ Savage. If you had to sacrifice four teams, two from each conference, to see the opener against Tampa Bay, which would they be? I gravitate towards the Falcons, but then I think of the Falcons and the Saints as like the Joker and Batman. You remember Heath Ledger in the Batman movie? He's like, kill you? I don't want to kill you. What would I be without you? Like, so I need the Falcons in my life. Like, I can't sacrifice them, even though it's weird, even though I hate them. Deep down, I need them. So I couldn't sacrifice them. So I'm thinking, like, the Jets, because New York would still have a team. Tampa, because I don't give a shit about Tampa. Like, they can go. So those were my two first right off the gate. I'll do two and then you do two. Who would two
be? Oh, man. Well, Falcons is interesting, man. I would have picked the Falcons. I would have those – my four, I would have asked you if I could. My answers could have been the Falcons four times, but now that you mention the whole like yin and yang thing,
yeah, you need that. We need.
The Washington football team, like you know how I feel about the team formerly known as the Redskins. You know how I feel.
Oh yeah,
so they're out. They're gone. I hate them. I hate them.
That's three for us. So one more.
Yeah, so I would pick that, and then from there. It would have to be like which fan base is most insufferable, because that, like, just to make them
Seattle.
Suffer.
Oh my God. Bye bye.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the Patriots, just because like, oh, like you want to burn your team to the ground when they go 11-5, losing in the playoffs is unacceptable to you. How does it feel not having a team at all? Like I would want them to suffer through just a little dose of reality. It'd be nice for Patriots fans to have to deal with that.
Nola asked, could Drew Brees' new bionic arm run your entire home for 2 weeks in the event of a power outage during Hurricane Laura? 2 weeks, man. I'm talking 4 weeks. I mean, he's probably like – I mean, it's like $6 million, man.
That arm's going to work better than Ralph's. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, and then here's another question. What is the most likely animal hormones that Breeze had injected into his arm? What is the least likely? Well, the least likely, I would say, is something from Asia, like a pandolin.
Bat.
Because it's just like people – it's not necessarily fair that people are, you know – blaming China for everything. It's partially their fault. But, you know, I just think people have a fear of, like, Asian things now. The most likely – is some sort of bug that is indigenous to Germany, because I really believe like Drew Brees flew to Germany and like went some mad scientist, you know,
goat's got to be up there.
Goat.
Argentinian goat blood.
Some sort of like lizard saliva.
Or Chilean, you know, like Chilean.
Yeah, like something from the rainforest too. Like some sort of
goat in Chile.
It's like some sort of frog intestine from the river in Amazon. Like for sure. That's got to be up there. So the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a premium electric trimmer that's designed to give you a confidence boost through body image. Their ceramic blade and skin-safe technology are designed to reduce nicks or tugs on your fellows down low. The Lawnmower 3.0 is also waterproof and comes with an LED light, so you can manscape in the shower, in the dark, or in the dark shower, whatever floats your boat. They also just released their Shears 2.0 nail kit, which is the perfect add-on to their Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer. The Shears 2.0 is a luxury four-piece nail kit featuring tempered stainless steel tools, and it includes tipped tweezers, rounded point scissors, fingernail clippers, and a medium grit nail file. The Shears 2.0 nail kit allows you to pluck your eyebrows and trim your nails in style. On their website, you'll find the crop preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, and moisturizer. This will help you tame that summer swamp ass with natural hydrants, antioxidants. You'll also find the crop reviver, a testy toner that's like having cologne that's designed for your balls. We won't judge you if we catch you sniffing yourself. Go to manscaped.com, check out some of these life-changing products. In fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off plus free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns by shaving that front trunk. Listen, we only got two more minutes left, but thanks for the questions in the Discord channel. And look, this one is short because of what we said at the top. But I want to thank everybody because we're doing 2,000, almost 3,000. We want to get to 4,000 downloads one of these days this week. You guys are rocking it. We have a ton of new listeners. Consider joining the Saints Happy Hour fan club.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're the best.
Oh, yeah, Ralph, I was going to share, too, just that we're really excited about the honorable mention award we got from the Louisiana Sports Writers for best podcast of the year and sports podcast of the year in Louisiana. And, a big reason why we got that, and it's just funny, like, the number one was Ryan Terrio of LSU, you know, who played for the Chicago Cubs, and, you know, him and Matt Moscona, my second cousin, they do it full time, like, they're professionals. So, you know, for guys that, like us, that do this for fun off the side of our desks, this isn't our full-time job.
And, yeah.
For us to...
You're not even the best podcaster in your own family, because...
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But, no, I mean, it's a huge honor, and... It kind of have to pinch myself. Sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses. And I just want to say it's a huge credit to all you listeners. So thanks for helping us with that. It is a huge honor.
And I'm humbled that me and you and Kevin and Dave have built this little thing into like a mini Saints empire, and people love it and they are loyal and they support it. I get all that and I'm very humbled by it. But also, Andrew, I'm tired of being the crippled Susan Lucci of sportscasters/sportswriters in Louisiana. I'm tired of finishing second. I'm tired of it.
Well,
I want to win.
Your written articles always lose to Les East.
Yes.
So when you told us we got second place honorable mention, my first thought was I didn't realize Les East has a podcast.
You're terrible. You're a terrible friend. A terrible friend. And I hate you. So this is today's podcast. Guys, thanks for joining us. Sign up, become a patron. You get this podcast ad-free, which is one of the benefits that people, once they get it, they realize how much they love it. So for Andrew, I'm Ralph. We will see you again tomorrow.